When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hi everyone, welcome to our Japan Top 10 August 2024 Artist of the Month. We have King Gunu this time. I am your host of today. I am Louisa.
And I'm Vicky.
Yay, I'm so excited to share with you about King Gunu because I know we have lots of fans here and me myself. I love King Gunu's songs too. So without further ado, let's start.
King Gunu was originally formed as Mrs. Vinci in 2013 and was a solo project that was created by Daiki Tsuneta. Shortly after releasing their first songs, they formally became a group and changed their name to Server Vinci.
In 2017, they changed their name to King Gunu. Gunu is the Japanese word for wildebeest. The idea behind the name is that wildebeests come together and the band members hope that they can be like wildebeests and amass a large herd of people.
The current lineup for the band is Daiki Tsuneta on guitar and vocals, Yuseki on drums and sampler, Kazuki Arai on bass, and Satoru Iguchi on vocals and keyboard.
All of the band members have a different music background, which has led to their songs being a mix of genres like R&B, hip-hop, jazz, funk, and rock, while also using melodies that are reminiscent of J-pop songs in a style that they call Tokyo New Mixture.
Since their inception, King Gunu has released several singles and full-length albums, performed domestically and overseas, collaborated with major companies, and produced songs for drama and anime.
With more than a decade of work, there's a lot to cover, and today we'll take a look at some of the songs that make up the history of King Gunu.
So, are we ready to get into our lineup today?
Yes!
Okay, ikimashou!
Before we go on to our next song, we have some announcement to make. Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music or looking to be featured on our podcast? Reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. We may feature you in a future episode. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
Now, to our countdown, number 4, we have Fool.
We're gonna be on the winner.
Was Fool. In September of 2020, King Gnu became the first Japanese band to partner with Red Bull. This new partnership would be commemorated with an interview with the band members and a lottery campaign with Lawson. For those who don't know, Lawson is one of the biggest convenience store chains in Japan.
I love Lawson a lot, especially when I'm traveling in Japan. It's always the place I can grab midnight snacks.
You can find many different things at Lawson's, from campaigns to merchandise. However, they go through things, their campaigns go through very quickly, so things quite literally fly off the shelves very quickly. So if your favorite artist, like King Gnu, has a campaign, run to Lawson's.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And in June of 2021, King Gnu performed at one of the sea forts that make up the Tokyo Bay Fortress as part of a collaboration between them and Red Bull. The performance was available to be streamed for 2 days, and behind-the-scenes footage was available on Red Bull TV.
As part of their collaboration, King Gnu released Fool a few months after the performance. The song would be used as the theme song for Red Bull Race Day and was coupled with the song Boy, which was used as the opening theme for the TV series Ranking of Kings. We are currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you. Again, our website is jtop10.jp/join for more details.
Number 3, we have Abuku.
気持ち
The song we just listened to is Abuku. In March of 2020, it was announced that King Gnu's new song, Abuku, or Bubbles, was chosen as the theme song for the TV drama The Sun Stands Still, The Eclipse, and the movie The Sun Does Not Move.
The song is a remake of the song of the same title that was released by Server Vinci back in 2013.
The original version of the song was the band's first song under the name Sir Vinci.
Before moving on to our next song, we have another announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget? Find the full details at jtop10.jp. Again, if you want more details, you can find them at jtop10.jp. Back to our countdown. Number two, we have Prayer X.
その時には泣き喚いていた奪われないようにくたばらないように生きる
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That was Prayer X. Prayer X was released in September of 2018 as a CD single. Though there was only one version of the CD released, there is a version of the song where the A melody is played by Daiki Tsuneta himself.
The song was included in the album Simpa, but it was also used as the ending theme for the anime Banana Fish before the release of the full album.
Vocalist Satoru Iguchi's brother had the manga on his shield, and so he grew up reading the manga. He was excited to be part of the project and described Prayer X to be a song about the conflicts and prayers that everyone has. So, have you ever heard of this song before?
Actually, yes, but not the full song. I think I heard the first few seconds.
I will just say that this is my favorite song by them. And if you go on YouTube, this song has millions of views, and this is probably one of their most popular songs. I recommend listening to Prayer X as well as our number one song that we'll get into.
Before we move on to our first song on the list, we have some announcements to make. Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
Over a week from now, Brenton and Shauna will bring you the biggest hits from Japan with the top 10 episode for the month of August. So get ready, especially if you are in the Northern Hemisphere. Even if it's very hot, I'm pretty sure that our podcast can keep you cool, right?
I like that joke.
And in the winter, let's just say the songs will keep you warm. Oh. So please stay listening for some new music.
The number one on our list, we have Hakujitsu. 時には誰かを知らず知らずのうちに傷つけてしまったり失ったりして初めて犯した罪を知る戻れないよ昔のようにはきらめいて見えてたとしても明日へと歩き出さなきゃ雪が降りしきろとも今の僕には何ができるの何になれるの誰かのために生きるなら正しいことばかり言ってらんないよなどこかの街でまた出会えたら僕の名前を覚えていますかその頃にはきっと春風が吹くだろう
過ちの一つや二つくらい誰にでもあるよなそんなもんもうんざりそろよ真っ青に生まれ変わって人生一から始めようがへばりついて慣れない地続きの今を歩いていくんだ真っ白に全てさよなら降りしきる雪よ全てを包み込んでくれ今日だけは全てを隠してくれ
The song we just heard was Hakujitsu. In 2019, Hakujitsu debuted as the theme song for the drama Innocence, the falsely accused lawyer, which debuted in January of that year. The song was officially released about a month later as the band's second digital single.
In December of the same year, they played Hakujitsu at the 70th Kuhaku Uta Gassin, which was their first appearance at the event.
Most recently, in 2023, the song reached 600 million streams, making it only the sixth Japanese song to reach that number. Wow! Hakujitsu was the first song of King Gnu that I've listened to during the pandemic. And I really like this song, and I also tried to play the piano version of it because I love the melody and I love the vocals. It was so strong, and this is my favorite song of King Gnu.
Ooh, wow. Oh, okay, Japanese time. Sugoi! Was it easy to play on the piano?
Yeah. I think I played the piano version of this song because actually this song is quite I think it's suitable for piano players, so if you like to play piano you can also try to play the song on your own.
I will have to find a piano to play it, but if you want to say like awesome that you got to play this song on the piano, you can just say sugoi in Japanese. Yeah, sugoi! Okay, so now I'll have to find a piano. Thank you for the homework. But how did you feel about going through King Gnu's songs today?
I think King Gnu is a very talented band, but I also see that their songs have a particular pattern. They are not that kind of... How do I say? I think sometimes their songs are a little dark and they use a lot of heavy metal and EDM. So I couldn't say that King Gnu is my favorite band, but they definitely have songs that I really like and their tunes are always ongoing on my head. And after I listened to King Gnu or Prayer X, I just couldn't leave those songs from my head just for a while.
And a lot of their songs are very emotional. If you can understand Japanese, their lyrics are quite beautiful. But you will see on YouTube, if you ever look them up, that they have millions of views. So they're one of the most popular Japanese artists if you're in Japan. But fingers crossed that they get some more international exposure because the band is very talented.
I also want to share about the song Teenager Forever. Like when I first listened to the song, I didn't really like it. But this time, when I was doing research about this episode, I watched their music video again. And I found that it's really interesting. And it also has that kind of Carpe Diem. Is that right, French teacher?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Carpe Diem. Yeah,
okay. Carpe Diem vibe. Also the music video, it's also giving you a lot of emotions and just to reflect about your life, to enjoy the present.
Definitely. I think that Teenager Forever is one of those more important songs if you don't know King Gnu. And also on top of that, like, you watch their live performances such as Casa and you see that they really do attract like a wide audience that really resonate with their songs. And even some Korean fans have tried to learn their songs, especially Casa. I saw was one of the more popular songs for Korean fans. Definitely, if you want to take a deep dive, this is quite a very talented band. And if you do listen to their songs, you might have them on repeat.
Yeah, and I'll just feel a little sad that my other favorite song wasn't included this time. It's called Special Z. Also, the opening four of Jujutsu Kaisen. And if you like this band, you can try to listen to Special Z. And I'm sure that you like it. And they also have other songs that we didn't include because they have too many good songs.
I agree. There's so many songs that you can choose from. But I think that today, if you are able to at least listen to Prayer X and Hakujitsu, you are going through the gates to the shrine that is the wonderful music by King Gnu.
Yay!
So, please join us for next week for August Top 10 with Brenton and Shana. But that was it for today. And I'm Vicky.
And I'm Louisa.
Thank you so much for joining us to listen to the August 2024 Artist of the Month, King Gnu. And we will see you next time.
See you.
See ya. Mata ne. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music
podcast. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.